navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
All right, well, welcome everybody. We've done it. It's part seven. So the title of part seven, It's a Wrap, is to signify that we are wrapping up this seven-part series that started 7 months ago in January. And it's also how we're going to wrap up a case. And we're going to talk about that today, how to wrap up a case. Before we get into it, just a couple of housekeeping things. The first Michelle will mention is that we're going to be starting a series called Anatomy of a trial skills series. Part one will be on in limine motions and jury selection. So you can get ready right after Labor Day to kick off your fall. And it's going to be a multi-part series like this was. And we're going to go through the details of a trial. So we're talking in limines, jury selection, opening statements, direct exam, cross-exam, getting things into evidence, objecting, closing arguments, all of that. So stay tuned. Looking forward to doing that. And the registration's going to be popping up possibly as early as today for that. The other thing I wanted to just point out to everybody is we had a real successful first episode of the roundtable on the podcast. The roundtable is not CLE credit like this, but it is a forum for all of us to discuss topics and that affect the legal community and sort of strengthen the bonds that I feel we've developed over this series with the plaintiffs, the defense bar, carriers, judges, and alike. And July 22nd will be the next roundtable. My emails will go out to get registered for that. And we're going to be talking about construction accident cases. So if you want to learn the ins and outs of the plaintiff, defense, adjuster, mediation side of handling construction accident injury cases, please tune in. If you want to be a panelist, please let me know. Love to have some carriers, some defense lawyers, and the like. All right, now, let's get into wrapping up a case. There will come a time, more likely than not, that a case will resolve by settlement. Realistically, that's how the overwhelming majority of cases resolve, is by settlement, unless they're dismissed on summary judgment, or if you go all the way to trial, the case gets a defense verdict and gets held up on appeal and ends that way. Or if you are a plaintiff and you win at trial, you enter and you execute judgment. But realistically and practically, along that continuum, even if you win a trial, usually a settlement will occur afterwards to avoid judgments and appeals. Same thing sometimes if you lose a trial and there's appellate issues. So we want to talk about settling a case, which can happen, as we talked about early on, pre-suit. If you're doing your job right as a plaintiff's lawyer and a defense lawyer and an insurance claims adjuster, you're working to get the case resolved, the whole litigation. That's what we all want to do, right? We want to get resolution, whatever side of the V that we're on. So it can happen anywhere in the case. For my colleagues out there who are my adversaries, you know I'm always reaching out for talking settlement. Hey, you want to talk settlement? You want to mediate? You want to arbitrate? You want to do a high-low? You want to talk straight up? What can we do here? Can we get this case resolved? What do you need from me? Here's what I need from you. And when that time comes for settlement, you need to be prepared. That's my mantra is preparation, preparation, preparation. You need to have your ducks in a row to actually be able to proceed with settling a case. We'll talk about how to do that. And your client needs to be informed on the appropriate parameters that you believe are fit for settlement of your case. So as a plaintiff's attorney, you need to make sure that your client is understanding the ranges, the values, where you're coming up with these numbers from, and why you're recommending things. If you're on the defense side, the carrier and possibly the insured directly, they need to know why you're recommending certain ranges and numbers, what's a good settlement and what's a bad settlement. So I'm going to talk about